The following is a presentation of IMG, America's home for college sports. Duck Insider on the Oregon IMG Sports Network.
Look out. He's got some room, he's got some speed, and he's got the end zone on his side. Got it, touchdown. Oops, that was too quick. And how do you like the start of this football season?
Ducks! The flush with the right hand.
Goes up, he's blocked.
Welcome to the show.
Woo-hoo! This is Duck Insider on the Oregon IMG Sports Network, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. Time now for your daily dose of Oregon athletics. Here's your host, Joey Mack.
And welcome inside the Casanova Center. We've got a very busy show for you today. This is going to be a fun show. It's always a fun show here on Duck Insider, isn't it? For the second time today, we are going to get our director, Quentin, to talk. I am very, very, very sure about that. He doesn't have to do it right now. Doesn't have to do it right now. But he made his debut because the comment section on Facebook crashed, and I'm actually not kidding right now, Quentin. It did it again.
You're just making that up.
No, I'm not. I'm really not making it up. I can take a picture to prove it to you. So far, the comment section will be active as usual. Please, comments, questions, all things Ducks. But Quentin is probably going to be the one that is reading them to me because I'm frozen. I'm actually not kidding. On today's show, Jerry Allen, the voice of the Ducks, will join us. We'll talk all things Red Box Bowl. Matt Prehm is also going to sit down with us from 24/7 Sports, our friends at DuckTerritory.com. Recruiting guru, Matt Prehm, and he launched an outstanding project earlier this year that was all about getting local youth who could not normally afford to attend a basketball game at Matthew Knight Arena to be able to come to Matthew Knight Arena. And he raised well over the initial goal. Thank you to Oregon fans. We're going to tell you all about that. Matt Prehm's going to join us in about 10 minutes here on the show. Oregon officials are on a trip to the Red Box Bowl today. It is the advance team, if you will. The crew that goes and gets the lay of the land at Levi's Stadium. As the Ducks have never participated in the Red Box Bowl, they have played at Levi's Stadium before, though, once against Cal in a Friday night game when Cal Stadium was being renovated, and also in the Pac-12 Championship where Oregon dominated Arizona during the 2014 season. We have that for you coming up. Of course, the Red Box Bowl, a 10 a.m. pregame show, and a noon kickoff on New Year's Eve here on the Oregon IMG Sports Network. Fox for the national television broadcast, December 31st, noon, Levi's Stadium, Ducks and Sparty, the Spartans of Michigan State. I got to get that out of my system because apparently Spartan fans don't actually like being called Sparty.
Oh.
I learned that when the Ducks played them in 2014 and in 2015, so I'm going to get it out of my system now. Elsewhere, we do have some academic honors that have been announced for Oregon football. This is pretty outstanding stuff. The Ducks have Justin Herbert and Calvin Throckmorton. They're the big academic names for sure, and it's been cool for me to see, I think, the amount of support that comes for these guys when they are announced as academic all-conference. And the impressive point to all of this is you've got guys that are not only outstanding in the classroom, but are some of the big contributors for the Ducks on the field, I should say. So junior Justin Herbert, Calvin Throckmorton, a junior as well, the Pac-12 conference all-academic first team. And Gary Baker was named to the second team. 12 other Ducks earned honorable mention recognition, announced by the conference yesterday afternoon. Some academic honors for a three-year starter, Justin Herbert, led Oregon to that 8-4 record and the berth in the Red Box Bowl. And Throckmorton and Baker, the other two that were on the first team for Throckmorton, second team for Baker. In addition to those guys, 12 Ducks named to the conference's all-academic honorable mention include offensive tackle Brady Aiello, Kalana Apelu, a senior linebacker, junior tight end Jacob Breland, junior safety Brady Brees, sophomore quarterback Braxton Burmeister, sophomore offensive guard Jacob Capra, junior defensive lineman Drayton Carlberg, junior center Jake Hansen, sophomore tight end Hunter Campmoyer, junior offensive guard Shane Lemieux, junior punter Blake Mamone, and sophomore linebacker Sam Sanu. I know that's a lot of names. The full breakdown is on GoDucks.com. But with those 12 guys, Justin Herbert, Calvin Throckmorton, Gary Baker, I think they deserve to be recognized. When you succeed on the all-conference academic list, in addition to succeeding on the field for the Ducks, it's a pretty impressive accomplishment, and congratulations to those guys and what hard work it was for all of them to go through, I'm sure, and be able to do that. The football all-conference recognition for the rest of the Pac-12 on the field, we will know this week as well. With that in mind, the Volleyball Pacific North Region All Honors have been announced. August Raske, Lindsay Vanderweide, and Ronica Stone named All Region today, with Willow Johnson and Brooke Nunaviller earning honorable mention. That's pretty awesome for Matt Ulmer's squad, who today is traveling to Minneapolis. The Final Four is in Minneapolis for volleyball this year, but it's the Sweet 16 against Minnesota first. Ducks hoping to get a couple wins in the Sweet 16, and then the other coming in the Elite Eight. And before you know it, it could be Final Four time. Matt Prehm is here, ladies and gentlemen, from 24/7 Sports in Duck Territory. You can't see him. He's in the blind spot, actually, on the overhead camera. That's a veteran move from a guy who has been in with us before. Before we get to Matt, I do want to tell you that the Oregon football schedule for 2019 has been announced. It begins, of course, with Auburn, the previously announced non-conference game on August 31st. And Jarrett Stidham today, the Auburn quarterback, announced that he will be going pro. So it'll be a new quarterback in Arlington, Texas, when the Ducks take on Auburn. Also of note, Nevada, the home opener for the Ducks on September 7th. And the Grizz of Montana on September 14th. The Ducks will open at Stanford. Back-to-back years where Oregon is opening conference play against Stanford. This time it's on the road. And after that Stanford game on the 21st, the Ducks will enjoy a bye. It's a 14-week season, 14-week schedule this year. So there's actually two byes for the Ducks. And the first is on September 28th. Then it will be at home against Cal. A Friday night home game at Autzen Stadium on October 11th against Colorado before the Ducks head to Washington on October 19th. Home against Washington State on October 26th. And then at USC on November 2nd. I think that the Coliseum's renovations are supposed to be done. Might be a brand new facility that the Ducks get a chance to play in at USC. And Oregon has an open date on November 9th, then at home against Arizona, at Arizona State, and home against Oregon State. That 14-week schedule highlighted by 7 home games at Autzen Stadium, 5 in Pac-12 play. And Oregon will see their second season under Mario Cristobal begin with that big, big game at Arlington, in Arlington, against Auburn. We'll tell you some more takeaways from the schedule, as the Ducks will not have back-to-back road games in the Pac-12 for first time in a while, which is kind of nice. And there's some other big Pac-12 non-conference games and some other thoughts on the 2019 schedule that's been announced. We're getting ahead of ourselves, though. Bowl season and basketball season first. We're going to talk about all that and Matt Prehm's tremendous effort to help out local youth. I want to spend a lot of time talking about this, and Matt was on Lombardi time. He was early. So we're going to head to break a little bit early and come back with Matt Prehm here on the Oregon IMG Sports Network.
Hey, will you hand me a bag?
Here's another can.
The founder of the Boy Scouts of America said, "The real way to gain happiness is to give it to others." Scouts here in Eugene are doing just that with Bottle Drop Give. The money they earn from collecting bottles and cans at football tailgates pays for scout trips and training. So do twice the good. Recycle your empties and donate your refund to a nonprofit like the Boy Scouts. Bottle Drop Give.
When you've got your sights set on a goal, whether it's planting roots, planning your future, or going for the big win, you do what it takes to make it happen. And OnPoint Community Credit Union can help. We support our community with local banking and lending that unlocks opportunities. Because just like our Oregon Ducks, we play as a team and we win as one too. OnPoint is a proud sponsor of University of Oregon Athletics. Join in at OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal Opportunity Lender.
You're listening to Duck Insider. Duck Insider on the Oregon IMG Sports Network.
Hey,
Hey, you! Yeah, you! Hi, I'm Lenny the Lifeguard. I only have a few seconds during this timeout to give you a few tips on ways to reduce stormwater pollution. Number one, fix any leaks your vehicle may be dripping on roadways. Number two, pick up after your pets. If they, you know, go while walking, these items can get washed down the storm drain when it rains and end up polluting our lakes and streams. Please remember to hop to it. Protect our water, because clean water is everyone's responsibility.
This message brought to you by stormwater mascot Lenny the Lifeguard.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P. always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
We're back on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack here with you. I said that we were going to have the all-conference selections coming out for football. They have been announced. We will get to that. Let's just tell you the Ducks that have been honored. A second-team recognition for Troy Dye, Shane Lemieux, and Dylan Mitchell. And a first-team recognition for Brendan Schooler on special teams and Jalen Jelks on defense. The honorable mentions for the Ducks: Ugo Chukwuemadi, Jake Hansen, Justin Hollins, Jordan Scott, Penne Sewell, and Calvin Throckmorton. Justin Herbert did not get any recognition, it looks like, with Gardner Minshew on the first team, KJ Costello on the second team, and Jake Browning honorable mention. And Matt Prehm and I were just talking as we welcome Matt Prehm into the studio. Hi, Matt. How are things?
I didn't even realize Justin Herbert didn't make an honorable mention.
Yeah, Justin Herbert did not get an honorable mention, it appears. And we also were just debating that Calvin Throckmorton, that's kind of odd, isn't it? Honorable mention and not a first or second team for the guy that graded out as one of the best tackles in the country?
Yeah, my biggest gripe would be Throckmorton not making first or second team offensive line, considering he, started three different positions.
Four.
And, or I guess, yeah, I was counting guard as the same spot, or tackle as the same spot. And then the next one would be Herbert. I think Herbert has to be an honorable mention. And then Justin Hollins is another one that I have just a hard time not having him on the first or second team defense.
I would agree. Especially so Pro Football Focus releases these rankings all the time. Justin Hollins was on the all-conference defensive team according to Pro Football Focus, where they actually grade these things out. So
Interesting stuff that will certainly be debatable for about 2 weeks.
And at the end of the day, who cares?
Yeah.
You get these recognitions.
Except for the guys that didn't make it,
that's
the guys
true.
That did.
That's true. These are voted on by the coaches. Matt and I were talking about that before we went on, and yeah, they're voted on by the coaches. The full breakdown on GoDucks.com. Follow on Twitter at Oregon Football, and the entire Pac-12 conference. We'll dive into it a little bit later on, because I want to focus on something that is a little bit more positive. Matt Prehm, our guest, he's a frequent guest of the show, friend of the program. I can call you a friend of the program, right?
Okay. 100%.
And I know Matt obviously watches, listens every day to the show. I know that he has nothing else going on in the 1 o'clock
right now
hour.
I do not.
Isn't it nice? Have you gotten a chance to breathe a little bit
I'm
lately?
Not gonna complain.
I like it.
I'm not gonna complain.
So you can follow him on Twitter at PrehmMR247, and he of course runs Duck Territory, which I have always said, if you want recruiting news, unfortunately we can't talk about it on the show, because I don't like getting emails from compliance about how we can't talk about recruits until they're signed. Well, Matt can. Recruiting's been going pretty good, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, there's coaches are out on the country all over the place right now, checking in on 19, 20, 21, JUCO. So, yeah, it's the final push, because signing day's on the 19th. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be interesting to see who shows up on that list that we get printed out of who's here and what guys will not be on that list. That's kind of the big question right now.
Stay in touch with Matt and all the recruiting gurus like him. He is the recruiting guru around these parts. He's also a basketball guy, as we have discussed. Tell me a little bit about your project. I mentioned it to open the show.
Sure.
Started out with a smaller goal than what you ended up getting. And what was behind this tremendous effort to get some tickets?
The idea came from the fact that a lot of people in the community had helped my family when we were dealing with our car accident with my older son and my other son and myself. And I wanted to think of some way that I could say thank you, because there's so many people that I knew, so many people I didn't know, and I'm sure there's even more that I just don't even know of that had in some way helped us. And so I wanted to try and thank everybody at one way, and the best idea I came up with was I know a lot of people haven't gone to Matthew Knight Arena for a basketball game, and you and I are kind of in different situations because we understand.
We're spoiled.
We're spoiled where we go every game.
Yep.
And, you know, you're calling the games, I'm covering the games, and we don't really realize how many people out there actually don't get to go. And so I, you know, came up with an idea, hey, let's send some Eugene area youth, let's raise some money. I was the first person to donate and then challenged everybody else that was a Duck fan to help donate. And
you deserve this.
My goal was $1,000 in 30 days. And we hit $1,000 in less than 24 hours.
Wow.
We hit $2,000 in less than 48. We then hit $3,000, I want to say, in about a week. And then about 2.5-3 weeks later, we had another really big donation that put us up to $4,000. And, I mean, there's a lot of people donated anonymously, prominent people in the Eugene community. There were some U of O graduates that have gone on and have really awesome jobs that have been able to donate as well privately. And I got the tickets yesterday, 482 tickets. And I want to say thanks to the athletic department for, you know, giving me a discount on some prices. And I got those yesterday and distributed them yesterday as well to the Boys and Girls Club, Kid Sports, a local elementary school, and then I also dropped a couple tickets off to the home of the Ducks here in Eugene, Steve Tannen, his radio show, to give away as well for some kids on his show as well.
The jingle bells were for the great Christmas present that you just gave to a tremendous amount of people. I mean, that's an awesome deal. Awesome deal. And I'm glad that we're able to come on and talk about it. So if you haven't seen or heard about the project, it's an amazing, amazing effort, completely spearheaded by Matt. It's an awesome thing. 482 tickets for people that may not get a chance to go and except for this. I mean, that's just awesome.
Yeah, it's – I was blown away at how quickly it grew.
Sure.
Was – I mean, I like I said, I was expecting $1,000 over 30 days. And my thinking was, if I can get 100 people to donate $10 – That'll get us there. And we didn't have 100 people donate, and we had over 4,000. And a lot of people stepped up. and that's, I mean, and I have to say, like, it just blew my mind of just, you know, the people that donated tickets and, you know, how it spread. A lot of people shared it. I know you guys shared it as well. And a lot of people have asked me to do it again next year. So.
There you go.
You know, maybe we'll do it. I don't know.
You're committed now.
I want to. Maybe our goal will be next year to get more than 500 tickets.
That's awesome. That's an awesome thing. And with this men's basketball team, they've been up and down, but certainly they're fun to watch, aren't they?
Yeah, and the tickets are awesome. They're right behind the visiting bench in the second half.
It's awesome.
So these kids are going to have an opportunity to directly impact a game. They're not up in the nosebleeds. They're right, you know, where usually the students normally sit. They're right there. That's where they can go and sit. So, it's going to be cool. And they're certainly going to see a team that, on paper at least, is very talented individually. And it's now up to Dana Altman and his staff to get this team to play as one team, as one hand. And if they can do it, they're pretty darn good.
Matt Priem will forever now, going forward, be introduced not only as DuckTerritory.com and 24/7 Sports. He's going to be a ticket man.
I got tickets.
I say this, you know, half jokingly, but it really is a tremendous effort that you did.
It's not just me though, and
somebody had to spearhead.
Somebody had,
and that was you.
And I want to say that a lot of other people had their hands in this, and I just happened to be the vehicle to promote it. So I'll take some of the credit. But
so the ticket vehicle? can we go with that?
Yes.
Okay.
But awesome. A lot of other people had their hands involved in this than just me.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, you will forever be introduced that way, at least on this show now, as the spearhead of a tremendous effort to help a lot of local youth come to a basketball game, get a chance to really enjoy it. 482 tickets, started with a goal of $1,000, got up over 4,000. I'll say thanks to Duck fans for being awesome. It's a tremendous, tremendous thing. And come out and sit behind me and yell at me, will you? For all the fans and all the kids out there, make the radio broadcast sound even better.
Yes.
That's what I'm all for. I'm all for it. Let's talk a little bit about men's basketball.
Yeah.
I can't not talk to you about hoops. I'll tell you, it was a rough trip to Houston.
I'm sure it was.
Ducks didn't roll over, though, in the second half, which is a positive, but certainly some things to be figured out. I think, for me, Matt, the biggest lesson that this team needs to learn is that they can't just turn it on.
Yeah,
right.
I mean,
what do you see?
You saw the team just play maybe their worst half of basketball ever under Dana Altman in the first half. I mean, it was terrible.
And I would argue Stanford a year ago.
True, Stanford a year ago, but it's pretty close.
Yeah.
And the issue or the thing is that they were still in the game. Their defense was playing all right. It wasn't at its highest level of productive production, but it was still playing okay, and they were still in the game. And they made that run. They got within 3 or 4 points with, 3 or 4 minutes to go. They got within 2 with less than a minute to go. You're right that this team has learned, or at least costly learned, that you just can't flip a switch and go.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see what Altman does in terms of a lineup, because we've seen the same lineup now for 7 games. I think you kind of have an idea of what you have with some guys, and you have some other guys who are not playing as much that you still don't really know. And so do we see a lineup change on Saturday against Nebraska-Omaha? I think we'll see at least one. I mean, Dana told you that they got to get Will Richardson on the floor. I think that's the most obvious one that they need to do. And who comes off, that's going to be up to debate. But I think this team has pieces that need to play a little bit more. Bol Bol is obviously the team's best player, so he can't come off. Peyton Pritchard's your most experienced guy. He can't come off the floor. And then Kenny Wooten's probably your best on-ball defender and your best rebounder, so he probably can't come off the floor from a starter. So that those three guys are probably going to be there. Now, who goes in? I would think Will Richardson maybe goes in. Victor Bailey's a guy Dana said a lot about, as you know, he leads the team in three-point percentage with Bol Bol. And he says he's second on the team in practice in three-point percentage.
Yep.
Maybe that's a guy that can get on the court as well. But
for him, it's defense.
For him, I mean, I think there's two guys really on this team that you can look at and say we feel comfortable on both ends, and that's Bol Bol and that's Peyton Pritchard. Everybody else, they've got some kind of glaring issue. And then you're waiting on Lewis King.
Mm-hmm.
And the first, you know, the Pac-12 – preseason rankings, I voted them number one. They were picked number one. And a lot of those rankings were under the assumption that Lewis King was going to be healthy for the longevity of the season.
Sure.
He hasn't played yet. And when he gets back, how much of an impact will he make for this team? That's going to be another big question for this group.
And how quickly he can get up to speed. You know, he's in the middle of that long recovery process, Lou is getting back, and the Ducks hoping that he's back sooner than later. He's certainly a scoring threat. That's what he brings to the table.
Yep.
But to your point with Will Richardson, you know, what I look at and what I did look at over the last couple weeks is Coach Altman always talks about, you know, the starters, he jokes sort of, you know. It doesn't matter who the starters are. They just jump and hoot and holler around and jump around. But at the end of the day, it's who's in crunch time, and Will's been in there in crunch time. Now, that being said, if you're starting slow, well, maybe you need that crunch time lineup in a little bit earlier. I think that's kind of what we're getting at here.
Yeah, and maybe if you take off a Paul White, or if you take off an Ehab Amin, those are two seniors that can maybe with the second unit can help bring stability to that group. And, you know, in a lot of teams at the college level, at the NBA level, I always think of Manu Ginobili with the Spurs,
mm-hmm.
a starter level guy that comes in and runs with the second team and is even better because he's going up against the opponent's second unit or a mixture of first and second. Maybe an Ehab Amin or Paul White can see that type of a role in production running with the second team, being that stabilizing force for that group as well.
And Coach utilized a lot of the offense-defense switches and substitutions with Ehab. You know,
yeah.
Defensively, he led the country in steals 2 years ago. You know, he certainly has that defensive intensity. I think it's offensively where the Ducks, if you could flip-flop Ehab Amin and Victor Bailey Jr. every offensive defensive possession.
That'd be great.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what we're getting at, is I think, to your point, everybody has something that is left to be desired at times with this team. All right, let's talk a little football.
Sure.
We did it earlier with the lack of Calvin Throckmorton on any of the Pac-12 first or second team recognition that was just announced. The Ducks do have a few others that have been announced as first and second teamers, so congratulations to those guys, but everyone's always going to look at who isn't on these lists instead. 2019 schedule, I'm sure you've gotten a chance to peek at it a little bit.
Sure.
What do you think?
I think they have to love the fact that they get a bye week after Stanford.
Yep.
That game is always a physical one, and one that usually Oregon always leaves with some kind of one player or two players always dinged up. I think you have to love the fact that you get a bye week after the USC game. You probably would like it before, but you get it after, and then you get a three-game home stretch in November to close out, or not home stretch, but you get two games at home against Arizona and Oregon State with a ASU game in the middle. That's going to be nice as well. But that mid-October to early November is going to be where we see if this team is legit what we think they could be or not. Starts off with, you know, obviously the game in Dallas against Auburn. That will tell us a lot. But you've got road games at Stanford. You've got road games at Washington, a road game at USC. You also have to play Washington State kind of in that mixture at home.
The gauntlet.
And that's going to be where we find out if, hey, is Oregon a team that's going to be in the playoff picture? Is Oregon going to be a 10-win team? Or is Oregon going to be a team that's kind of where they are right now, an 8-4, 9-3, 7-5 type of a team? They're going to have to win some games on the road. And they had struggles with that this year, but they found a way to win at Cal. They found a way to win convincingly at Oregon State. Mm-hmm. And can that manifest itself into some wins on the road next year is going to be the big question.
It's a nice schedule for the Ducks in that they only play one team coming off its bye.
Yeah,
that's Arizona, and those games usually are a little bit tougher
than
normal.
And it's at
home,
which is really good.
And it's at home. And it's for the first time since 2014 that Oregon will not play back-to-back road games in conference play. I mentioned it'd been a long time. 4 years, 5 years actually is a long time since that's happened. And compared to the 2018 schedule, Oregon will not play UCLA and Utah, which, the way Utah is trending right now, that's probably a good sign.
I think you could probably say that about UCLA, too.
Maybe, yeah.
I mean, they beat USC. They went hard with Washington. They fought tough with Stanford. They mm-hmm. What did they do? They blew out Cal. You know, I think Chip's starting to, you know, the last half of that season.
You saw it.
You saw UCLA, you know, click a little bit, and you know, I think that could be a good miss. You get Colorado at home, which probably is going to be a down team next year because they've got a new coaching change and whatnot. But, yeah, I think there's opportunities there. It's not the toughest schedule. It's not the easiest. But it's going to come down to, can you win on the road?
Yeah, it usually does come down to if you can win on the road. Thoughts on the Red Box Bowl?
You know, I think with a bowl game, if you're not in the playoff, if you're not in a New Year's Six, there's three things that I think you want in a bowl game. One, you want to be playing after December 15th because of recruiting.
Yeah.
That checks its box off. Two, you want to be playing a game against a Power 5 opponent because there's nothing worse than what happened last year for Oregon or for any team, going up against a Group of 5 team and losing.
Yep.
They get Michigan State, and that's a brand name. And so you're playing a group of your Power 5 team, and you're playing a brand name after the recruiting period is over. Holiday Bowl, yeah, it would have been awesome for fans. It would have been, you know, awesome for us because it's warm weather.
Sure.
But really, after the Group of Six, the New Year's Six, and the playoff, it really doesn't matter in today's day and age, I think, of what bowl you play in. As long as you get a good opponent after signing day and you're playing a Power 5 team, which checks all the boxes for Oregon. And, you know, from an Oregon perspective, they got to love it because it's in Bay Area, which is
good recruiting spot.
Good recruiting spot, but probably, I mean, I could be wrong, but the biggest out-of-state alumni base for Oregon
it's up there. It's
is
in the
Bay
top
Area.
Three.
And so you're probably going to have a good group of Duck fans who either drive down, fly down from Oregon, Portland, Eugene, wherever, and then you got a group of fans that are in the area centralized that you can just pull from.
Yeah.
And so, you know, maybe you show up and you have 25,000 Duck fans at that game.
Maybe. Just a veteran move here. Don't fly to San Francisco. Well, you really should never fly to SFO. Or Oakland. Fly to San Jose, because Santa Clara, remember, the game's not in San Francisco. It's in Santa Clara, which is closer to San Jose than it is to San Francisco.
And I know what. I had my flight booked to San Jose, and then seeing where Oregon's practicing and where the hotel is, I switched to SFO.
Well,
knowing that, don't do it, and I still did it.
For fans, go to fly through San Jose. Trust me.
It's literally,
it's what I'll be doing.
It's literally 6 miles from the stadium.
Yep.
And the hotel that I was going to be staying at was literally 3 miles from the stadium, right smack dab in the middle of the two. It was perfect. But, yeah, this isn't about me, though.
Logistics, man. It always comes back to bite us. Well, I'll be meeting you guys down there on the 30th because we got basketball at Boise State on the 29th. So I'm going to be doing the San Jose cab ride. And, oh, yeah, it's a real thing. The logistics are always a nightmare. Well, thanks again, Matt, for all your efforts. Again, 482 tickets purchased for local youth thanks to Matt's efforts and thanks to all the Duck fans that helped out supporting the local youth, getting a chance to come out to Matthew Knight Arena. So tickets for games for just this weekend, or what are you doing here?
Yeah, just this weekend.
Okay.
They're all for the Nebraska-Omaha game. It was
The Mavericks.
It was it was just the perfect setup because it's school's out. Mm-hmm. And it's a ticket that was going to be easy to buy in mass quantities and all kind of in one section. So it worked out perfectly. And it's on the weekend at 5 o'clock.
I love it. 5 o'clock's a great game time. The Mavericks of Nebraska-Omaha in town to take on the Ducks on Saturday. It's finals week here at the University of Oregon. So I know for students everywhere, make sure you don't fail any tests. That's that's the best advice I can give you. Matt, it's always a pleasure.
Absolutely.
Thanks, buddy. I really appreciate all that you do, and thanks for coming on and talking about it. It's always fun. All right, we're going to come back and tell you a little bit about the volleyball schedule ahead. The Ducks are in the Sweet 16 on Friday at 1:30. Some more debate about all those Pac-12 conference honorees or lack thereof, and Jerry Allen's going to join us. Talk Red Box Bowl coming up here on the Oregon IMG Sports Network.
Wherever you go in Oregon, you'll find lottery dollars working. Because you're playing, supporting what matters to Oregonians. From schools and job creation to state parks and wildlife habitat, and now veteran services and outdoor school. Win or lose, every dollar you play adds up to a better Oregon for everyone. The Oregon Lottery. Together, we do good things.
At Mackenzie Willamette Medical Center, our focus is the evolution of emergency care. We're expanding our ER, giving you greater access to the care you need, from the area's only accredited chest pain center to posting our current average ER wait time and our commitment to the 30-minute ER pledge. We strive to give you more expertise with less waiting. At Mackenzie Willamette, better emergency care begins here. We work diligently to have you initially seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival, owned in part by physicians.
Don't go anywhere. Duck Insider continues after these messages on the Oregon IMG Sports Network.
On the Oregon IMG Sports Network.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead, but you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Get started today at ready.gov/plan. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Duck and Siner, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. My computer's working again, so I was able to catch up on some of your Facebook comments and questions. Redbox Bowl, in some form, has been around for 17 years. This is the 17th iteration. As somebody noted, I think it was Cindy, it was the Foster Farms Bowl. It used to be played at the San Francisco Giants ballpark. Now it's at Levi Stadium, the home of the San Francisco 49ers. See, Howard, you told us to buy tickets to San Diego. What happened? I don't think I ever actually said to buy tickets to San Diego. I said the Holiday Bowl was looking likely. Honestly, Holiday Bowl, when it came down to it, picking between Utah and Oregon, went with Utah. I'd imagine that Utah fans probably are saying, we're going to buy a ton of those tickets. Utah's fired up to go down there. But that's the way these politics things work and the way the selection goes. So, but we knew going into it that it was going to be a bowl game in California. I think Holiday Bowl at least was looking like a good spot for the Ducks to potentially land. If you're just joining us, some of the Pac-12 honorees, or all of the Pac-12 honorees, have been announced. And it's been really, really interesting for me to see some of the reaction to guys who have been on the honoree list and who haven't been. But honorable mention, Ugo Chukwuemadi, Justin Hollins, and Jordan Scott. Honorable mention, Calvin Throckmorton, Jake Hansen, and Penei Sewell. Second team, Dylan Mitchell, Shane Lemieux, Troy Dye. First team, Brendan Schooler on special teams and Jalen Jelks on defense. How Calvin Throckmorton isn't on the first or second team, I don't know. Voted on by the coaches, that's just the way that these things work out. But it is what it is. Also, Jacob Capra today tweeting, he says, quote, first of all, I would like to thank the University of Oregon for an amazing experience these last 3 years, as well as my undergraduate degree. I would also like to thank all coaches that have had an impact on me these last 3 years, as well as my past and present teammates. After much prayer and consideration with my family, I have decided to continue my education and the last 2 years of my football eligibility at another university. My recruiting is currently open. That's Jacob Capra. He tweeted that today. So Jacob Capra will be moving on from Oregon and looking to continue his education and football eligibility at another school, and certainly wishing Jacob Capra the best. The volleyball honors, as you heard, August Rasky, Lindsay Vanderweide, and Ronica Stone named to the All-Region team, and Willow Johnson and Brooke Nunaviller named honorable mention to the Pacific North, All-Region team announced today. Elsewhere in college football, Urban Meyer has announced he is retiring following the Rose Bowl. He said, quote, I believe I will not coach again, end quote. Comes after a rough offseason and preseason for him with all the stuff that happened at Ohio State. He cited health for stepping down today. Ryan Day will take over, the 39-year-old, who was the interim head coach earlier this season for the Buckeyes. And the Ducks play the Buckeyes in 2020. It looks like it's going to be without Urban Meyer on the sideline, as he announced today that he will retire following the Rose Bowl against the Huskies. My thanks again to Matt Preem for joining us. You'll see all of that Eugene Springfield youth that he helped raise money for to buy some tickets to get him out to Matthew Knight Arena. 482 tickets. Awesome deal, and we'll see him on Saturday when the Ducks take on Nebraska Omaha. That will be a 5 o'clock tip at Matthew Knight Arena. I'll have a 4:30 pregame show for you coming up. Also of note, we're going to talk Redbox Bowl, and we're going to talk about everything else going on around Oregon athletics. Jerry Allen is here, ladies and gentlemen. Can I get a drum roll when we come back, Randy?
We'll work on that.
Happen. All right. The voice of the Ducks joins us next here on the Oregon IMG Sports Network.
When you've got your sights set on a goal, whether it's planting roots, planning your future, or going for the big win, you do what it takes to make it happen. And On Point Community Credit Union can help. We support our community with local banking and lending that unlocks opportunities. Because just like our Oregon Ducks, we play as a team and we win as one too. On Point is a proud sponsor of University of Oregon Athletics. Join in at onpointcu.com. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey, will you hand me a bag?
Here's another can.
The founder of the Boy Scouts of America said the real way to gain happiness is to give it to others. Scouts here in Eugene are doing just that with Bottle Drop Give. The money they earn from collecting bottles and cans at football tailgates pays for scout trips and training. So do twice the good. Recycle your empties and donate your refund to a nonprofit like the Boy Scouts. Bottle Drop Give.
Duck Insider, Duck Insider, Duck Insider continues after this timeout on the Oregon IMG Sports Network.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
That's what I wanted. With anticipation, we welcome you back to Duck Insider, presented by Endpoint Community Credit Union. Making his entrance into the guest chair for the first time in probably three shows or so, it's Jerry Allen, the voice of the Ducks.
I wanted a drum roll with a bass drum. And then the cymbal crash.
What's up?
Not much. Just enjoying life and watching all things Ducks, and there's a lot to watch right now.
All right, Red Box Bowl. 17th time the game has been played. First time the Ducks have ever been there. We've played at Levi Stadium, though. In fact, I was looking at – somebody was pointing out – I got some of my credentials hanging on the wall on the entrance to the studio over here, and somebody was like, oh, you already got one for the Pac-12 Championship and Levi Stadium. You could just use that and go down there. I don't think that'll work.
Could try it.
But Red Box Bowl, what do you think?
So many people ask me, what is the Red Box Bowl? And I've actually had people who actually rent movies from the Red Box who, when I told them, go, oh, that Red Box. Previous Foster Farms Bowl.
Yes.
I think it's a
Wasn't it the Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl at one point, too?
It might have been.
Yeah, I think it was.
It might have been.
Yeah.
But great matchup. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better matchup, I don't think. Having the tough season Oregon had, not finishing some games they needed to be able to finish, and then get this kind of a matchup in a bowl game? Holy cow. This is awesome.
A lot of people I know disappointed it's not the Holiday Bowl, but
oh,
still.
Yeah. I wanted it to be so bad.
Holiday Bowl would have been fun, but you can't fault the Holiday Bowl for picking the Pac-12 South champ and the Pac-12 runner-up in Utah. And I imagine, you know, Utah's going to really travel to that game.
Oh, yeah.
Not that the Ducks wouldn't have, but Utah's going to be fired up.
Yeah. So, okay, take it and run with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
New Year's Eve, so I have a plan, and I need to tell you about this plan, and I need some on-air advice.
All right.
Okay, you ready for that?
I'm ready.
Yeah, he's settling in. Yeah. I'll settle in
also.
It's
going to be a discussion.
New Year's Eve, as you know, Jerry, is not a day that we get to spend with our families very often.
True.
A noon kickoff means that there's going to be a little time for New Year's Eve celebration.
Oh, yeah.
You have stayed at the Claremont Hotel.
Yes.
Okay. You've probably also stayed, like I have, on Fisherman's Wharf.
Yes.
In San Francisco. Which one of those should I select? I know my wife isn't listening because she's teaching her second grade class right now. Which one of those should I select for New Year's Eve in the city?
New Year's Eve, Fisherman's Wharf.
Okay.
So much more going on there. I mean, the Claremont is pretty elite. I mean, it's
up on the hill.
It's up on the hill.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be wild, crazy, too, but nothing like Fisherman's Wharf. Fisherman's Wharf, you may not remember the next day where you were.
That's a bad thing. So, Duck fans, join me. I'll be at Fisherman's Wharf enjoying New Year's Eve with my lovely wife. Yeah. There's going to be I had to ask. I had to ask because I knew that you would know.
If you want a quality, kind of a quiet but with party atmosphere, but sort of an upper crust feel to New Year's Eve, it's the Claremont. I mean, that is...
I don't know if I want that.
Yeah, but that's the Claremont.
It's
gorgeous.
Fish.
It's beautiful. But if you just want a party, it's Fisherman's Wharf.
All right, Fisherman's Wharf it is. Yeah. Jerry Allen joining us, talking about the Red Box Bowl. We'll have a 10 a.m. pregame show and a noon kickoff for you. I'll be there on the 30th. Jerry's going to be there the whole time, though. You're going to be enjoying the city and the sights and watching a lot of football practice.
I haven't even looked to see where the team hotel is yet.
Me neither.
Yeah, so
no
I know where it is, but doesn't make any difference.
You'll be there.
Yeah, we'll be
You'll
there.
Be there.
We'll be there.
We were talking about the Pac-12 honorees, and, you know, when you walked in, I thought you said it best, and there's always someone that you debate about, but Calvin Throckmorton not being on there I thought was a little bit of a disappointment. Justin Hollins not being higher up on the honoree list, but at the same time, who really cares?
Well, I mean, you know, I heard Matt Prim say this, and, you know, the guys who, and their coaches and their teammates are like, come on, you know, deserve to be there. Calvin Throckmorton, I think, and I'm going to say, I'm guessing that he was overlooked because he played so many different positions. I think a lot of coaches look at the guy, you know, how many guys played left tackle in all these games? How many guys played right guard in all these games? And when you start looking, if you don't delve into it, and a lot of coaches don't do it themselves, they have somebody do it for them, then there's some confusion about Throckmorton. Did he play? Did he start? He wasn't at left tackle. He wasn't at right guard. He was center.
I think
he got lost. I think he got lost. And it happens every year. How about Hollins, though?
Yeah.
Pro
Football Focus has Justin Hollins on their all-conference defensive team.
Yes.
He has been really, really good this year. I think that Jalen Jelks has the name, and he sort of overshadows Justin Hollins at times. But you need both of those guys on the edge, and that's a big key for Oregon.
Totally agree. Yeah. Justin Herbert, kind of shocked maybe a little bit that they didn't get him at least an honorable mention, get his name on there. I mean, you know who Justin Herbert is. I don't care where you're coaching or what you're doing. If you don't know who Justin Herbert is and what he's capable of and what he accomplishes, regardless of whether some of his teammates maybe dropped some balls or didn't finish blocking assignments or whatever, Justin Herbert deserved to be on that list somewhere.
Yeah, I thought so, too. I mean, Gardner Minshew, can't argue.
No
That's
doubt.
First team quarterback.
No doubt.
Jake Browning, I get it. Costello surprised me on the second team.
It did me too.
You know, Stanford's not usually known as, maybe that's my bias, they're not known as that passing team very often, and I don't know. Anyway, we talk about all this stuff, and the guys at the end of the day, they're just going to go out and play against Sparty in the Red Box Bowl. That's going to be
Sparty.
A good matchup.
Oh, you call him Sparty again.
So, see, I brought this up earlier. I know, I learned in 2014 that
Poke
Michigan State fans do not like being called Sparty.
Poke the Bear.
You called him Sparty, too?
I know I do. I don't even think about it. I won't as much now. I mean, you're getting ready for a game. You don't want to give them anything that irritate their fans or anybody. So it's the Spartans.
Sparty. Sparty.
Poke the Bear.
I'm getting it out of my system now.
Oh,
I'm getting it out now.
Okay.
I'm not going to say it on the broadcast. I promise you right now I will not say Sparty on the broadcast.
Okay, there's a challenge.
That's challenge accepted.
Okay.
I'm getting now. Will you, Jorgie, and Terry not say Sparty on the broadcast?
I don't like to call them Sparty. I respect them.
That was the biggest cop-out I've ever seen in my life.
No, I will try not to.
Yeah, I'll try not to. That's like you can't call them the duckies. You know, it just doesn't sound right.
No.
So I get it. You know, I understand where they're coming from. Jerry Allen with us. He's the voice of the Ducks. A lot of Pac-12 football to talk about. I haven't even really gone through the entirety of the bowl schedule yet. We'll have to do that over the course of this week. How about volleyball, Jerry? What a run they're on right now. Sweet 16 coming up Friday, 1:30.
And I like their chances.
I do, too.
I like the way they're playing. They're playing really well together as a team. Doesn't seem to be any issues that will keep them from accomplishing what they need. They played some tight matches. They've had to come from behind. They've got great leadership, and I love Matt Ulmer. I just think this team is one of those secrets waiting out there for the rest of the volleyball world to go, holy cow, we knew they were good, but we didn't realize this.
I'm sorry, a Gridiron Duck posted a guide to what to do on New Year's Eve in Fisherman's Wharf on the Facebook comments. I'm a little distracted.
Can we talk about it?
Probably not.
No.
But I'm a little distracted
okay.
over here.
Right.
How about the 2019 schedule? We're looking ahead a little bit here for Oregon football. Auburn, that's going to be cool to open it up in non-conference. Nevada, a good team at home. Montana, a good team at home. And the Ducks, again, opening at Stanford with Stanford for the opening of the conference season.
Boy, you better step up. I mean, if you're going to start the football season with a game like that, I mean, Oregon did that against LSU at AT&T a few years back, and it's a rocky start to the season. You can recover from it, but you're playing uphill after that. If you don't play well, you're really playing uphill because the whole world's going to remember that first game against that opponent. I don't care who you play right after that. So Auburn's going to be an interesting team because different quarterback. They're going to have some guys missing. Oregon doesn't know what they're going to have. But I love the opponent. I love playing, stepping up, playing that kind of an opponent.
SEC game, baby.
Love it.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love it. An open date, then the Ducks will have Cal and Colorado
two
in front
bodies.
Of you. Yeah, I like the 14-week schedule.
Yeah, I do too.
I wish selfishly that the November 9th bye was actually November 2nd and the Ducks played at USC on November 9th because then it wouldn't conflict with basketball season. I like having a bye that's pre-basketball season. Selfishly.
Oh, that would help.
Yeah.
That would help.
Selfishly. But it's actually a pretty good bye week. I mean, you get one in week four, and then, the Ducks schedule is literally broken up almost into thirds completely because you get four games before your first bye week, and then you're Cal, Colorado on a Friday, at Washington, Washington State, at USC. You get five games and then a bye week and three to finish out the year. I mean, I feel like that spaced out pretty well for Oregon this year.
You know, it's a trade-off. You're going to miss US, you're going to miss Utah, which is probably good next year. Utah is going to be very, very good next year. You have to go to USC. USC, new offensive coordinator, but they've got the talent, so that's going to be a challenge. But I like the way the schedule sets up. I really do. I think this can be a really interesting year next year for Coach Cristobal.
Second year under Coach Cristobal.
Red Box Bowl.
Yeah, Red Box Bowl coming up on New Year's Eve. We'll be talking with Jerry over the course of the next couple weeks. Duck Insider's coming up on the holiday break because we got basketball, we got the Christmas holiday, New Year's. We'll give you the full schedule, but I know that the next 2 weeks at least are, this week and next, are completely normal. Before I let you go, I have to report our final pick standings. I mentioned it yesterday.
I got to run. I get it.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
This is what happens when we do this.
I'm taking the coin out to lunch. I'm just saying that.
For the first time. Are you going to use the coin to pay for lunch?
That's a good idea.
So for the first time in the history of Duck Insider since I've been around, which is 5 years, Jorgie won. We said going into the year, at least I did, that this had to be Jorgie's year. Jerry and I had traded off winning every year. And I unfortunately picked Cal and Jorgie picked Stanford.
It's kind of a backhanded compliment, isn't that? For the first time ever, Jorgie wins?
Well, first time ever since I've been tracking picks
in
5 years. So Jorgie won with 57 correct picks. We were on average 4 picks less for our champion this year than in a normal year. The average champion, at least since I've been tracking this since 2014, the average champion had 61 correct picks, picking at about a 75% rate.
Jorgie, not bad.
Jorgie was at a 72% rate with 57 correct picks this year. I had 56. Jerry with 47, and the coin finished with 46. Way to beat the coin, buddy.
Oh, yeah. There's never a doubt.
Never a doubt. We picked 79 games this year, and Jorgie got 57 of them right.
You know, that's not bad considering the topsy-turvy sort of the feeling that Pac-12 gave us this year. There were teams that should have been better that weren't, teams that shouldn't have pulled off what they did that showed up. And I mean, it was a year unlike any I can remember for a while in the Pac-12.
Yeah, it was kind of a rough year.
Yeah,
so unfortunately, Jorgie's going to come on the show on Thursday, and I got to talk with him about this. Jorgie won. He won it fair and square.
We have to take him out to dinner, though.
Yeah, but I haven't been taken out to dinner yet from last year. So my plan is just to trade my dinner for Jorgie's dinner, and then you have to buy dinner for both of us.
Wait a minute.
That's how that happens.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I never got mine from last year.
Thank you. No.
I never got mine from last year. Jorgie hasn't gotten his. You can't throw a flag
on
that.
Thank you. Yes.
This is no.
No.
This is unacceptable.
You can't trade around and then I'm the only one buying. No.
Statute of limitations, Jerry, right? Statute of limitations.
That's right.
So we're going to have. So then one dinner for me. So that means you have to go to two dinners. One for me and one for Jorgie.
You know what we could do? We could vote on this,
I'm throwing the flag back on that one.
We always agree it's two-thirds majority wins.
That's true.
So if we vote that the year is passed for you to collect your lunch or dinner.
Oh, come on.
And Jorgie and I can vote on that. And I mean, don't you have to collect your dinner before the new season begins?
No. He's Jerry Allen. Jorgie won in picks this year. We'll talk to you later in the
All
week,
right, thanks.
I'm sure.
I'm looking forward to it.
I got
to
take a break. Duck Insider, we're back after this on the Oregon IMG Sports Network.
Everyone wants to give their kids the world, but sending them to college can seem overwhelming. I'm John Zeiser with Country Financial, and I get it. My wife and I graduated with college debt, and we didn't want that for our three boys, Anson, Paxton, and Hawkins. So we're taking simple steps to prepare them for college. And Country Financial can help you take simple steps, too. Because whether you're our customer or our family, we want you to be successful.
Find an authorized representative at TakeSimpleSteps.com.
Wherever you go in Oregon, you'll find lottery dollars working. Because you're playing. Supporting what matters to Oregonians.
from schools and job creation to state parks and wildlife habitat, and now veteran services and outdoor school. Win or lose, every dollar you play adds up to a better Oregon for everyone. The Oregon Lottery. Together, we do good things.
This is the Oregon IMG Sports Network.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies, who do you meet? Answer. Men and women who played high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question. So where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer. High school sports.
This message presented by the National Federation of State High School Associations and the National Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Join us for one of Eugene's best happy hours, Farm to Fort Grub at North Fork Public House in Crescent Village here in Eugene. Happy hours all day on Sunday. Sounds like a great way to watch some NFL football. Thanks to Jerry Allen. Thanks to Matt Preem. We had a lot of guests today, and we'll kind of go through and rehash everything tomorrow once I get a better handle on these all-conference honorees. They came out right when we went on the air today. And the 2019 schedule, we'll go through that tomorrow on the show as well. Rob Mosley, this is kind of cool. Rob, the editor-in-chief, GoDucks.com, he's on the road with Oregon Volleyball. So he's going to be documenting their trip out to the Sweet 16. Ducks are traveling today, practicing on Wednesday and taking a lot of finals on Wednesday. Practicing Thursday, taking some finals on Thursday. And then their Sweet 16 game is on ESPN3 against the host Minnesota, the number 2 seed in the tournament. Ducks are the number 15 seed in the NCAA tournament. 1:30 on ESPN3. The Ducks will be in action on Friday. We're going to have to give you some live updates here for those of you that are live with us in the 1 o'clock hour on the show and tell you what else is coming up with Oregon Volleyball. But Rob is on the trip with them, so he's going to join us probably from volleyball practice tomorrow. Or maybe Rob will be taking a final. I don't know. I don't think he has any finals left, but who knows? So Mosley's going to join us from the road. Also of note, tomorrow we're going to hear from Oregon Volleyball. They talked to the media before they headed out on their big trip. We'll hear from Matt Ulmer, Willow Johnson, and August Raske. We'll have those interviews for you. A couple all-region honorees in August Raske and Willow Johnson for the Ducks. So a fun show. I feel like I kind of got off track there, but we got a lot of information in. And again, thanks to Matt Preem. That's a tremendous effort that he spearheaded to help get local youth from the Eugene Springfield area out to a basketball game. And thanks to Duck fans for donating. Awesome deal. Awesome deal. I look forward to seeing all of those kids at Matthew Knight Arena on Saturday. Thanks for Randy back in the studio. Quentin and Hope here in the studio. I'm Joey Mack. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sam Wyche was a quarterback, head coach, and broadcaster in the NFL. Last year, he became a heart recipient.
And now I know what a miracle feels like. My new heart gave me a new mission in life, and that is to get others to sign up to be organ donors. There are over 130 million people that have already signed up. Be a part of that. Please sign up to be an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov.
U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
I rescued Toast from a shelter in 2011. I love Toast because she's a lazy diva. Toast does whatever she wants, obviously. She's sleeping right now. She's so loving. She's so comforting. When I walked into the shelter, I knew right then that she was special.
Toast, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Whoa, long time no see. It's me, the Rock t-shirt in the back of your closet. Dude, dude, remember? You crowd surfed in me, man.
But you haven't worn me in like forever.
I get it, you're retired, but I still got some rock left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Been listening to Duck Insider on the Oregon IMG Sports Network. Duck Insider is presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. With a special thanks to University of Oregon Athletics Director Rob Mullins. Duck Insider is an exclusive presentation of IMG, America's home for college sports.